41. Hayden. Nick, can you go upstairs and tell Heather I'll be up in another hour or so? Natalia asked. Deputy Salino smiled and glanced at Hayden, who nodded his approval. Of course, Governor. I'd be happy to. Thank you. Salino turned and hurried for the stairs, not wanting to wait for a lift. He seems pretty eager, Hayden said, watching him go. He and Heather are seeing each other. By seeing, you mean...
Yes, Hayden. You sound like such an old man sometimes.
Hayden smiled. Kids these days, if they aren't out teasing Trife, they're making out in the shadows of ruined buildings. Natalia punched him playfully in the arm.
Like we never ran into the splits to make out.
Feels like ancient history.
Because it is. I'm sorry about Nan, Cortez, and Rollins. They were good people.
They were.
Do you want me to come with you?
We can notify their families after we talk. We have a problem, Nat. A big problem.
I know, you told me before you headed up from Tijuana.
And you reacted by going to the lab to prep the interlink. That's a separate problem in itself.
Somebody has to do it.
It doesn't have to be you. They reached the lift banks. Hayden tapped on the pad. The one he had taken to the garage was still waiting, and they stepped in. What floor?
Let's go to 42.
Are you sure?
They just finished the rebuild last week. I know we talked about keeping the UWT offices down on 10, but I've been thinking a lot about that. We need to go back up, if only to show we won't be cowed by adversity.
Hayden tapped the floor on the control pad and looked at his wife. The last governor of the UWT had died up there during an attack that had cost nearly 50 lives and left most of the floor in ruins. It was still a painful memory for a lot of people in Sanisco. You know, I appreciate the symbolism, but can it wait until we figure this crisis out?
If that's how the sheriff wants it?
It is. Natalia smiled.
Okay.
So, the interlink, Hayden pressed as the lift ascended. It doesn't have to be you. Let Lutz calibrate it from the hot seat while you run the diagnostics.
I'm impressed. You almost sounded like you knew what you were talking about there.
Hayden laughed. Come on, Nat, I'm serious. That thing nearly killed you.
Which is why it has to be me. I'm not putting someone else in that seat to die. I can't ask anyone to do something I won't do myself. And besides, I already have experience in the collective. I spoke to Shub Negu. And I survived. Even Doc Hess said by all accounts I should be dead.
That's not something to be proud of.
But it still means something. My mind is strong enough to withstand the pressures of the collective. That seems to be more important than ever, considering what you encountered out there. New aliens that make the Trife look like pansies?
Ugliest things I've ever seen, and they grew so damn fast. I'm nervous to think what would happen if one of them had gotten to a nest.
Ironic that they're Trife eaters, isn't it?
I think they'll eat anything they encounter. Besides, you know the Rel you feed on fear. Those things were definitely frightening.
But you killed them all.
I killed one deposit of them. Their mother made it sound like there are plenty more.
Their mother?
The lift stopped, the doors sliding open. Hayden and Natalia stepped out onto the 42nd floor. It still had a smell of fresh plaster and cement, and the windows Proxima had provided still glistened in the light of bright LEDs. They did fantastic work, Hayden said, scanning the room. They picked all this up from books?
We have some really talented people in the city, Natalia replied. But it wasn't without some trial and error. The flubs were cleaned and redone.
The room was open and large and led back to a second office and a conference room adjacent to an open-air patio. Natalia led Hayden toward it. I skipped over that part during the ride. I was still processing the whole interaction. It was strange, Nat. Real strange. He reached into his pocket and withdrew the projector, holding it out to her.
A projector?
She guessed, surprising him with her ability to identify it. You've seen something like it before?
No, but the crystal in the center gave it away.
I didn't even notice the crystal, Hayden admitted, looking closer at it. The hologram was a middle-aged woman dressed like a lab tech. Maybe like someone who worked in the building where we found the egg sacs. But she spoke to us like she was in the present, only kind of stilted.
Stilted?
Maybe that's not the best word for it. I don't know, it was like she learned to speak by watching old movies. Bad dialogue. Does that make any sense?
Not really, but it probably doesn't matter.
They reached the glass doors to the patio, which slid open silently at their approach. It matters because it was out of the ordinary, and it matters because of what she said and how she said it. She was arrogant. Confident.
If she's Aurelia like Shiroth, why wouldn't she be both those things? Especially if you're right about there being more of those creatures.
Exactly. Like I said, a big problem. And we have no idea what the consequences are or what we're about to come up against. I don't think it begins and ends with tentacled monsters.
They walked across the patio to the edge of the building. The air was cooler up high, and the city small below. What do you suggest, Sheriff? Natalia asked, looking out over the city. How do we keep these people safe?
Hayden shook his head. I've been thinking about that since I got on the chopper. I don't have an answer, and it pisses me off.
I've been thinking about it too, Natalia said. Which is why I was working on the interlink. Caleb Card, she said, almost to herself.
What?
Do you remember? When we connected to the Collective, Caleb Card was there, a human on the Relia Comm network. He's here on Earth somewhere.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure. He was close. I could sense it.
Let's say you're right. How will finding him help us?
For one, he must know quite a bit about the Relia to be on their comm network, don't you think?
Pause.
For another, he still has access to it, which means he has access to information. Maybe he can tell us more about what the Hunger is planning.
We know what they're planning.
I mean how? Like you said, beyond tentacle monsters. That can't be all there is.
Assuming you're right on both counts, we don't know how to find him.
Natalia took Hayden's hand, turning to face him. Their eyes met. Hayden didn't like the look in hers. Yes, you do.
Hayden shook his head. Nat, you have no way of knowing if that will work. You could wind up dead, and still no Caleb Card, and considering we're making some big assumptions on his usefulness, that's not worth the risk.
I hear you, Hayden. I do. But what are our options? We barely handled the last problem. We aren't equipped to deal with this. Look at what we've built here, and think about what we already lost. These people depend on us. We can't afford to play it safe, you know that. I know you do. And I understand. Halya, Ginny, they give you something. But they also take something away. You want to play it safe. You want to stay away from risk. But living on Earth isn't a promise of anything. We could have gone to Proxima. We decided to stay here. We have a responsibility.
Hayden nodded. I do know that. And I'm willing to make any sacrifice necessary to protect these people, except you.
We don't have room for exceptions. Love doesn't change that.
Hayden sighed, turning to look out at the city. She was right. When wasn't she?
We'd need to find Aurelia with a bidirectional communication structure. A full ick. Hess said a trife won't do. They can only receive.
The Relia all went into hiding after I took out Shiroth.
They can't survive here without feeding. And you're the sheriff of the United Western Territories. There has to be a lead somewhere you can follow.
Right. I'll put Salino on it.
Put Hicks on it,
Natalia suggested. Why? Hayden smiled, remembering Heather. Oh. Yeah, I guess he deserves a little break. I'll ping Hicks when we get downstairs.
Hayden looked down at his blood-stained armor.
I need to get out of these clothes. I can only imagine how bad I smell.
It's pretty bad, Natalia admitted. She put her hand on his face. We'll do this together. I won't let anything tear down what we've built here.
Me neither, Hayden agreed.
I know. We have some hard business to take care of. And then you owe me the rest of the night.
The pleasure is mine, Governor. It's just a shame it has to be mixed with so much pain.
That's life, Hayden. Especially here.
Pause that. Let's go.